Ola Meinu, it's for young and old, hear it, feel it, as it's being told, listen to the story now.
The story you're about to hear is about a nice boy in Eretz Yisrael named Kobi, who is not doing well in school. He is not paying attention in class at all. Finally, in the last few weeks in school, his mother gets a phone call.
Come on, answer the phone. Please answer the phone. Come on, this is very important. Mrs. Fishman, you gotta be home. Answer. Sorry, Mrs. Fishman, there's nothing I can do. The principal and I have decided that it is in the best interest of your son that his summer vacation should start 3 weeks early. Look, he's a good boy, he's a nice boy, but for him to stay in yeshiva now would not be a good idea. It would be best for him to take vacation.
Oh, I guess you're right. He's a very nice boy, he just hasn't shown up in his learning yet. Well, thank you for all your efforts.
Well, when Kobi heard that he was going to be able to take vacation early, he did a triple somersault. He was jumping for joy.
That's great. Now I can go to Bubby and Zadie's farm 3 weeks early. I almost feel like sending the principal a thank you letter. This is the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
But his parents were not so happy.
Kobi, what's going to be with you? Who ever heard of a boy a year before bar mitzvah that doesn't learn? Only when he's forced, and even then you daydream. How are you going to know how to lead a Jewish life? What's going to come of you?
Oh, Tati, don't worry. I'll be a farmer like Zadie. You always said Zadie was a walking Kiddush Hashem.
You're right. Zadie is a walking Kiddush Hashem. But he's been learning all his life. Zadie's a Talmud Chacham. He knows the halacha. He knows how to live a Torah life. But what's going to be with you? You know what? Maybe it is the best thing for you to go up to Zadie's farm. Maybe he'll teach you a thing or two.
So the next day, Kobi headed up to northern Israel to his Zadie's farm. When Zadie found out why Kobi had an early vacation, he said,
Kobi, how are you going to be able to run a Torah farm if you don't know how to learn? You need to know a lot of Mishnah and a lot of Gemara to be able to run a farm the Torah way.
Oh, Zadie, said Kobi. Don't worry. Just teach me what to do and I'll do it right.
Okay,
said Zadie.
This is what I'll do. First of all, I'll give you some land. It'll be your land. I'll give you a mule and also a new colt for you to ride. And you know what else? I got some wild pigeons in the back. You could take care of the pigeons. And the eggs that you sell will be yours, okay?
Oh,
Kobi was so excited. Pigeons, mules, colts, farming, he couldn't wait. That night he went to sleep and all he could think about was pigeons, mules, colts.
Oh, it's so good to be up here with Zadie.
Away from his books. The next morning he got up, rushed through davening much quicker than Zadie.
I'm ready, Zadie, I'm ready.
Not so fast,
said Zadie.
Maybe you should brush up on some of the halachas to run a Jewish farm.
Halachas, Zadie? Books? I didn't come here to learn. I came here to work on the farm.
Who ever heard of such a thing that you only learn in school? A Jew learns all his life. Kobi, I think you should go over those halachas.
Oh, come on, Zadie, don't worry.
Well, that day was filled with just learning about the field, the farm, the colt, the mule, the pigeons. Kobi was having a great time, but the next day was time to work. When Kobi woke up in the morning, he was so hungry. Again, he raced through Shacharis and ran right into the kitchen.
Bubby, I could eat 5 steaks.
Excuse me,
said Bubby.
You can't eat yet.
Why not? Is breakfast not ready?
Breakfast is ready, but what about your mule and your colt?
My mule and my colt? They can wait for breakfast. I'm hungry now.
I'm sorry,
said Bubby.
On this farm, the animals get fed first. That's the halacha.
Toby said,
what? That's the halacha? That the animals get fed first? I never heard of such a thing.
Oh, you don't believe me?
Said Bubby.
You can check with Zadie after. But right now, no breakfast till the mule and the colt get fed.
Well, Kobe had no choice. He went out and fed the mule and the colt. Later that day, he met up with Zadie.
Zadie, is that really the halacha? That the mule and the colt have to be fed first?
Of course that's the halacha, said Zadie. Come, let's sit down. Let me show it to you in a sefer.
So Zadie pulled out a sefer, and he sat down and learned the halacha with Kobe. Kobe was shocked. He didn't realize that it was such a halacha. He listened to every word.
Don't worry, Zadie. I'll never forget this halacha.
Well, that afternoon, it was time for Kobe to take the eggs from the pigeons. It was much more fun feeding the pigeons than taking the eggs. Oh, those pigeons were not happy when their eggs were taken away. As a matter of fact, one pigeon even poked Kobe in the face. When Kobe met Zadie later, he said,
boy, Zadie, taking away eggs from pigeons is difficult. The pigeons don't like it at all.
What, Kobe? You took the eggs from the pigeons without sending the mother away?
Kobe looked at Zadie.
What do you mean sending the mother away? I just took the eggs.
Kobe, it's a halacha called Shiluach HaKein. When one takes the eggs from a wild kosher bird, he must send the mother away. There's no other choice. I think it's time for us to look in the sefer again.
And once again, Kobe sat down with his Zadie and learned through the halachas.
I won't forget, Zadie, every halacha you teach me.
Well, the next day, Kobe had another problem. He didn't realize it. He went out again to the field, and he started to plow.
Oh, this plowing is tough. This is tough. By using my colt alone, it's not enough. I need to get a hold of my mule. Where's my mule?
So Kobe took his mule and his colt together to start plowing. All of a sudden, Zadie saw,
Kobe, what are you doing? It's us to put two animals together from different species. Please, unhook the mule right now.
And Kobe did what he was told. And that night again, he and Zadie sat down. They opened up the svarim, and once again they learned.
Wow, Zadie, I didn't realize to run a kosher farm, a Jewish farm, one has to know a lot of halachas. Teach me more, Zadie. Everything you teach me, I promise I won't forget.
Later, Kobe had another problem with the mule. Every time he took the mule in the field, the mule started to eat. He's trying to plow, and the mule is eating.
I have to find the muzzle. This is ridiculous. All the new sprouts that are growing out, the mule eats.
Kobe went looking for a muzzle. Zadie met him.
What are you looking for, Kobe?
I'm looking for a muzzle.
A muzzle? A muzzle for who?
For the mule, Zadie. He's eating everything up.
I'm sorry. It's usher. You can't muzzle an animal while it's working in the field. You're going to have to find another solution. How about a bag full of feed attached to the mule? Then, if the mule gets hungry, it'll just eat from the bag. And don't forget tonight, I think we got to learn this halacha.
Sure thing. I can't wait.
Then came Shabbos.
Baruch Hashem,
said Kobe.
I made so many mistakes this week. I'm sure on Shabbos there's no farming. I can't make any mistakes then.
Shabbos morning, Kobe got up. He put on his beautiful clothing and was waiting for Zadie. But to his surprise, Zadie came down in overalls.
Zadie, it's Shabbos. What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I have to milk the cow.
But Zadie, it's Shabbos. How do you milk the cow?
I'll explain it to you, Kobe. A cow that's not milked for 24 hours is in tremendous pain. Tsar Bali Chayim. You must milk it. Today we have machines that will allow us to milk it on Shabbos. And we use a timer just like you use for other electricity in the house. You know what? While I go milk the cows, you go take out the svarim and start looking up the halachas about milking cows on Shabbos.
So Kobe went and took out the svarim. and started to learn them. And all of a sudden, Covey came up with his great decision. He didn't know if he was going to be a rabbi or a farmer. But one thing Covey decided, he was going to be a Talmud Chacham.
You can't live a Torah life without knowing how to learn.
And so he made up with Zaidi every day. They learned before work and after work. And he loved it. He was like a fish in water every minute that he spent with his Zaidi learning. And a few weeks later, when his parents came up to visit, they were in for a surprise.
Look! Look, said Zaidi. The boy has become a Talmud Chacham. He learns every spare minute. And not only that, he enjoys it. What happened?
Said Abba.
What changed?
I realize, Abba, I realize that you just can't live a Jewish life without learning. And that's what Zaidi taught me.